Welcome to Bridgeway Christian Church's Daily Advent Prayer. My name is Daniel Gluck, and I've been a part of the Bridgeway community for about 18 years now. Today is Wednesday, December 24th. Each Wednesday of Advent, we pray through a short scripture and take a few minutes to listen quietly for what God may want to say to us personally. We'll read the same passage three times and pause after each reading. First, simply listen. Second, to notice a word or phrase God highlights. And third, to pray the scripture into our lives. On this Christmas Eve, as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ, we will consider the wonder of Jesus humbling himself to step into our world as we reflect on Paul's words from Philippians 2, 3 to 11. As I read the passage for the first time, simply listen to the story. Notice any words or phrases that stand out to you. Philippians 2, verses 3 through 11. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I'm drawn to the phrase, though he was in the form of God. Jesus did not first come into existence at Christmas. He has ruled and reigned in heaven with the Father since before the world began. Hebrews 1 tells us that Jesus is the exact imprint of God's nature. And yet, he humbled himself and came to earth. He took on the limitations of human flesh. He entered our chaos and pain. And he did it all because he loves us. Lord, your humble love is truly staggering. Thank you that the miracle of Christmas reminds us that you have come near to us. You know what it's like to be us, and you humbled yourself to save us. I'm going to read the scripture again, and after the second reading, I'll pause to give you space to talk with the Lord about any word or idea he highlights for you. Philippians 2, verses 3 through 11. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. During this final week of Advent, where the theme is love, this passage reminds us of the radical, self-giving love of God. It also serves as a reminder of God's beautiful invitation to us to become people of self-giving love. After I read this passage a final time, I'll give space for you to consider what it looks like for you to respond to that invitation in your life. Listen again, Philippians 2:3-11. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus, as we prepare to celebrate your birth, we thank you for your humble love. You deserve the greatest throne rooms this world has ever seen, and yet you were born in a manger. What a wonder that you would become one of us. We thank you for your unending sacrificial love, and we pray that you would form us into people who can share that love with the world. Amen.